Brought him in for a special
right.
savant-like talent, which is that he can identify the year just about any movie was ever made. And I have quite a veritable list that I just kind of came up with. I did that free association thing and just jumped from one to the other to the other. And this actually is the list in the order that I will read them. Is in the order that they occurred to me.
Okay.
So, well, do you want to do that now or later or what?
We can start to do it now, I guess.
You just want to do it now? Okay. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Keep the mic nice and close, my friend. Do you have some, Zach? Do you want to prime this at all? Set this up?
I hate primus. I can do one thing. I was actually going to go through the AFI Top 100, one movie by one, and see how many of those you got. But go ahead and do yours first.
Okay. Godfather 3.
1990.
Joe versus the Volcano.
89.
Also 90.
If he's ever off, by the way, it's only by 1 year, so we're not really going to count that as a loss.
You know, one's less than a standard deviation, I suppose.
Yeah.
Heavyweights. Judd Apatow co-wrote the screenplay to that.
Right.
93?
95. There we go.
You have to go more rated R with him.
Oh, maybe.
Heavyweights. He doesn't watch kids' movies. Heat.
95.
That's right. Taxi Driver.
76.
Good job. Casablanca.
48.
42.
World War One.
Annie Hall.
77.
The Player.
92.
Good job. Natural Born Killers. Oliver Stone.
94.
Yes. Rambo First Blood Part 2.
85.
85 is a good year. Once Upon a Time in the West. This is probably out of the wheelhouse.
68.
Very good. Okay, this one's definitely out. Orson Welles in Third Man.
39.
49. You might have been thinking of Citizen Kane. Airplane.
80.
Critters 3 with DiCaprio.
86.
91. Oh. Okay, Jim Jarmusch's movie Night on Earth.
86.
91. Streets of Fire.
84.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's
really
good.
Good year.
84 was a good year. Mm-hmm. Eddie and the Cruisers 2, Eddie Lives.
89.
And Commando.
85.
85 was the best.
Okay, I'm gonna go through some here. We'll quickly do this. Deer Hunter.
78.
Wild Bunch.
69.
Platoon.
86.
Fargo.
95.
96. Easy Rider.
69.
Patton.
70.
The Apartment.
65.
60. Really close, though. Really close. Not really. Goodfellas.
1990.
Pulp Fiction.
94.
Unforgiven.
92.
Rocky.
76.
American Graffiti.
73.
Dances with Wolves.
90.
French Connection.
71.
Ben-Hur.
58?
59. Original Manchurian Candidate.
65.
2. Network.
76.
Silence of the Lambs.
91.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
77.
Tootsie.
82.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
81.
MASH.
70.
Amadeus.
84.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Did
69.
You do that? No. Jaws.
75.
Clockwork Orange.
71.
Rear Window.
54.
North by Northwest.
58.
59. Rough. Midnight Cowboy.
69.
Kill a Mockingbird.
67.
2. Godfather Part 2.
74.
Godfather Part 1.
71.
Apocalypse Now.
79.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. So.
I just want to keep going.
I think I think we've shown.
We've got the point.
We've got quite a talent there.
Chinatown.
74.
Go ahead, keep talking, Ian.
Star Wars. So how do you think you developed that?
Years of studying movies, movie review books, going to the video store.
Do you think about it in terms of like popular themes, like maybe sort of a neo-noir theme, like Chinatown and The Long Goodbye were sometime in that 70s period, or is it sort of, does it start nebulous like that in terms of thinking about when movies were thematically popular?
No, it's more of just...
No.
Having a love for movies.
And just knowing that movie probably came out of... What do you think? It seems like maybe you have the most trouble in the turn of the decade kind of times, like maybe the difference between an 89 and a 91 kind of thing. I mean, I notice that's when I have the most trouble with stuff, is remembering something, a late 80s film, or was it an early 90s film?
Most of the movies I really liked were in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Were most of the...
Most of the your
good
favorites.
The good movies.
I'm inclined to agree.
Graduate was 68.
So true.
Easy Money.
83.
Back to School.
85.
Caddyshack.
80.
Caddyshack 2.
88.
No, that's the wrong answer. It doesn't matter for Caddyshack 2. It doesn't matter.
Still 88, though.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, here's a good one. I'll go through this list now.
Okay, so we've discussed that topic, I think, before.
Wait, I got a few more.
Okay.
Dr. Strangelove.
I'm
going to
say
64. Yep. Blazing Saddles. 10 years old. We were in 10 years old, and Austin, we were over at his house one night. Our parents went over there to visit his parents for dinner, and we were hanging out in his room, me and my brother Austin. And he got out some markers, black felt-tip markers, mm-hmm. and started huffing them really hardcore.
Yeah,
and he was getting super excited, right? Yeah. And we thought it was great. And so then he started bouncing off the walls, just going crazy.
All over the place.
So he picked up a huge pair of scissors for some reason he had in his room,
mm-hmm.
and he took a pillowcase, and he chopped the pillowcase to pieces and was like giggling gleefully the whole time, and like tossed them into the air. And then he found
he made pillowcase confetti.
Yeah, and then he went through this little closet of movies he had and found Easy Money, the Rodney Dangerfield, Joe Pesci. Yeah.
Wait, Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci made a movie together?
Easy Money.
Easy Money, 1983.
83. Okay. He pulls out the tape, right? Pulls out the tape. And I'm going, what are you doing? And he pulls out all the tape from the actual video cassette, and he chops it up into pieces. And then, I think I just might be remembering this part. It's probably not right. But then I remember people banging on the door going, Austin, what are you doing? Austin! Austin! And then Seth and I screaming, and then I blacked out.